This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Amidst the ongoing political turmoil in Brazil, Latin America's largest nation, are struggles between environmentalists and President Michel Temer over protections of the Amazon. The majority of the Amazon rainforest lies in Brazil and represents half the world's rainforests. Temer recently vetoed bills that Brazil's Congress passed that would have reduced the size of protected Amazon reserves, handing a major victory to environmentalists. But the country's environment minister is drafting another similar bill that would also reduce protections for the Amazon, create loopholes allowing ranchers to graze, and encourage logging. My guest is Glenn Shearer, contributing editor to MongaBay.com. Welcome to the program, Glenn.
I'm glad to be here.
So first, can you explain to us what the bills that Temer vetoed would have done, and why did he veto them?
Well, what he vetoed was a plan to gut a Jamangsim National Forest and National Park, to dismember them essentially. 600,000 hectares, 2,317 square miles of Amazon rainforest would have been turned over essentially to land grabbers, to land thieves, who could have converted that land in for logged it, cattle ranching, all those sorts of things. But really what's important to say here is this victory isn't a victory. It's greenwashing. And here's the reason why. Essentially what he did, he's been called to Norway to basically explain why Brazil has seen a 29% increase in deforestation in the Amazon. Norway is very involved with the United Nations climate program. A lot of money going from Norway to Brazil to prevent deforestation. So to because Norway being a carbon producing country with a lot of oil, it balances out is the idea, just carbon credits and that sort of thing. So essentially Norway is saying, your deforestation's going way up, what's going on? And what's going on is Temer is essentially playing to the agribusiness lobby, the Bancada Ruralista. And that is the group that put him into power, the soy growers, the loggers, the cattle ranchers. They put him into power last year, and this is payback time. But he's been hit by so much resistance from environmentalists. Oh, he vetoed the bills, which he had proposed himself. And really, they're just going to turn around and bring him back through Congress again, through the National Congress, probably within a few weeks, or maybe they'll wait months, I don't know. But this is really just greenwashing before he went to Norway.
So the pressure from Norway to basically to threaten to withhold its funds was the reason why Temer did what he did?
I can't say. I'm not in his government, but it sure appears that way. Yeah.
So explain the importance of preserving the Amazon. I mean, environmentalists know this to be true, but for people who aren't aware of just what an enormous carbon-absorbing piece of land it is and how big it is, how important is this one rainforest, the majority of which lies in Brazil, to the planet and the climate's health?
It's as important as civilization. Without the Amazon, if we lose the Amazon, we're losing the lungs of the world. We're losing an area that absorbs massive, massive amounts of carbon and helps to curb climate change. And if we lose the Amazon, which is, you know, Temer's policies are essentially moving us toward a tipping point. And the scientist, renowned scientist Tom Lovejoy, has worked in the Amazon for years, for decades. And he came out last summer and basically said the biggest danger in the Amazon is all of the major infrastructure projects underway there, the gigantic dam projects that Brazil is pushing, the road projects, the industrial waterways, All of those end up railways, all of those end up significantly reducing the amount of rainforest, leading to lots of deforestation because you open up the area to roads and waterways, to mining. You start to lose massive amounts of forests, and you lose those forests, and you don't have storage capability for carbon. You also start to change the regional weather systems for the Amazon, which means more drought in the Amazon, which we have been seeing. Scientists are alarmed by the increase in drought over since the beginning of the 21st century there, due to climate change and due to the regional changes in the landscape, the loss of forest. So the fear is that, you know, you don't know you hit a tipping point till after you pass through it. And the fear is that at some point, this all of this massive infrastructure construction that they're doing, that Brazil is forcing forward, and you will end up losing the lungs of the world and losing that core carbon storage capability. In fact, you might turn it in from a carbon sequestration to release of carbon as those forests die, as they are cut down, as they die from drought, and you're going to be, the world's going to be in a world of hurt if that happens.
What are the interests at stake in Brazil to which Temer seems to be caving? Is there a political influence, political pressure coming from those people who want to take advantage of loosening regulations and protections of the Amazon?
Well, there's gigantic pressure on him. He's only in office because of the agribusiness lobby. They put him there, largely. They also control a majority in the Congress. The agribusiness lobby has become more and more powerful because agribusiness is what makes Brazil's economy go. The soy industry, the cattle industry, and the serious problem is there's tremendous corruption there. You may have heard recently about the president being caught in a phone call with the one of the co-owners of the largest beef producer in Brazil.
Right, we've been covering that on our program, actually.
Yes, talking about payoffs to politicians. So what you've got is this very serious situation in which the agribusiness lobby is pushing very hard to take lands away from conservation units, from national parks, national forests, indigenous lands, tremendous pressure on indigenous people. And on the other hand, you've got Norway saying, well, you know, if you don't cut deforestation in Brazil, you're going to lose all this money that comes to you, billions of dollars potentially, to keep the deforestation down. So he's between a rock and a hard place right now. I don't really know how this will turn out. I don't think anybody does, and probably including him.
What is the difference between this new government and the previous Workers' Party leadership in Brazil? Because, of course, the political backdrop of all of this has been immense chaos in Brazil at the congressional and presidential level, immense hypocrisy from the new right-wing government that essentially forced out President Dilma Rousseff, only to be caught in, you know, the same kinds of corruption themselves that they were accusing her of. Was the Workers' Party friendlier to environmental interests than the Temer regime?
Well, interestingly, the whole reason Temer's been able to get away with this business of reducing the size of protected lands, of federally protected lands, and gutting the park system, Rousseff introduced exactly that concept with, she paved the way for it. They're called provisional measures, and they could be made by the president. And she essentially introduced that to cut the size of conservation units that were beside the rivers so that she could pave the way for the gigantic dams that she wanted to build, these mega dams that they wanted to build on the Tapajós River in particular.
So even the left-leaning government was interested in developing the Amazon rather than preserving it.
Yeah, now the agribusiness lobby was not nearly as strong, I don't think, under Rousseff. With the, you weren't seeing the push that's going on under Temer. I mean, he's basically selling the store, you know, just pushing through bill after bill, or trying to really, you know, gut environmental legislation and environmental protections. But she did not have a great love, apparently, for Indigenous people and Indigenous protections, was pushing very hard for the mega dams.
We should actually just mention the fact that there are, you know, the Amazon is home to many Indigenous tribes that have lived there for centuries. Are their rights also under threat from this set of bills that that Temer and his and Congress are pushing?
Yes, very much. So in 1988, there was a new constitution after the military dictatorship ended in Brazil. The new constitution gave sweeping new rights to Indigenous people, among them to demarcate their traditional lands, to set up reserves for Indigenous people. Now, Brazil has dragged its feet for decades getting that done. Temer is pushing, and it isn't a done deal, but as far as I understand yet, but essentially has been pushing to end that program. So where things stand is where they'd stand. So there are many Indigenous groups who still haven't had their lands officially demarcated, mostly because Brazil has, as I said, dragged its feet. So they may at this some point soon be deprived of the right to finish that process. Now, that would be illegal under the Constitution, and how that would work out, again, I don't know. But again, the government has been pushing in every direction, and, you know, environmental licensing for large infrastructure projects, they're undermining that. They're these programs reducing the size of conservation lands. The Terra Legal program, which was meant to give peasants land, poor peasants land, impoverished peasants landholdings, small landholdings in the Amazon. Essentially, they've rejiggered that, and they're pushing that through, and that may go through as early, you know, by July 4th. Temer's trying to get that through, and what that would do, you could lose as much. It would go from being a program for impoverished peasants to being a program for wealthy landowners, land thieves, essentially. And you could lose up to 20 million hectares in the Amazon. That's 77,000 square miles. And also 40 million hectares in the Cerrado, 154,000 square miles. So everywhere you look in the Congress and the administration, they are on the attack in terms of the environment, Indigenous groups and traditional people, especially in the Amazon, but all over Brazil.
So, Glenn, what can be done at this point if Norway seemed to at least have some leverage over the Temer government in terms of withholding funds, prompting him to veto the first two bills? What recourse is there for this other very similar legislation that's coming up? Can Norway exert its influence again? Are there other things that people outside Brazil can do? Because as you said, the Amazon rainforest is essentially the lungs of the planet right now. It's in the interest of the globe to protect this valuable space.
It's a really hard question to answer as a journalist, but I would say the more international pressure coming from nations, NGOs, individuals, the more pressure that's put on Brazil to be a responsible citizen of the earth, instead of squandering these resources on short-term agribusiness goals, would help. And so, you know, that would be the place. And I really don't have the resources on who to contact. I'm not an activist, I'm a journalist. So, but there's certainly significant resources online, international rivers. There's many Amazon Watch. There's many great groups doing good work in the Amazon. And it's worth contacting them to see what can be done.
And of course, unfortunately, here in the United States, where you and I are, we're highly unlikely to see any international pressure coming from the White House, which has essentially declared itself an enemy of the climate and climate justice. What about internal grassroots pressure inside Brazil? Obviously, the indigenous groups have long fought to protect their rights and their habitat. But what about the Brazilian electorate? Or is it just reeling from the political chaos over corruption charges and Temer's government and Rousseff's impeachment and removal? Are there environmental forces in Brazil strong enough to pressure this right-wing government?
Well, there certainly are. And I think not just Norway's pressure, but I think pressure from within Brazil got the president to back off on these measures for now. But the problem is there's so much chaos and political upheaval right now that's the focus of the media. And the cities where the people are, and that's far from the Amazon. So it's very expensive to send journalists into the Amazon, thousands and thousands of dollars to just make one trip there. $10,000 to go up the Tapajós River, up the river and back, good for two journalists. So it's very, very expensive. The focus isn't on the Amazon, though there are tremendous social movements are very strong in Brazil. So are the environmental movement there. And what's happened is Mungabe has really stepped up over the last 2 years. We've done easily 100 stories on this issue about the dams in the Amazon and development in the Amazon. And
so for those people who are not familiar, mungabe.com, which is what you're a contributing editor to, is an online environmental news site?
Yes, we're global. We have reporters all over the world reporting on environmental news, forest news, wildlife. It's a tremendous site, and I hope people will come and check us out. Mungabe.com is just terrific. The work all of our staff writers and our editors and our contributors are doing. We have contributors all over the planet. I happen to be, my beat is Brazil. I work with some other countries, but I've been spending most of my time the last 2 years working Brazil.
Glenn, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll certainly post a link to Mungabe from our website later today.
Yes, and you can find Amazon infrastructure on the right side of the page, and that'll take you to Sue Branford's article and Mauricio Torres' articles, which are the major articles that have been reporting on this topic recently.
Thank you again. Glenn Shearer is a contributing editor to Mungabe.com. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.